Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. praise you, mighty Jesus. We are so thankful for the Lord, his mercy, his love that endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, hallelujah, brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the opportunity, amen, to, hallelujah, be able to share his word tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, be able to share his revelation, amen, that he has given us in the last days before the coming of Jesus, before the Lord return for his bride that have made herself ready. Amen. By this time, the bride is ready. The bride is about to fly. Thank you, Lord, home very, very soon, because Jesus is about to come for her as he made us a promise, he would, and he is faithful, amen, to fulfill his promise, my brother insisted. We can always trust him because we know he is faithful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, mighty Lord. We want to continue tonight with Daniel 7. Amen. I want to tell you, I received a revelation from Father. Father spoken to me last night, and I would like to share the revelation a little later. Hallelujah. After we enter into the book of Daniel, my brother, my sister, he confirmed to me what is about to come, taking me in the spirit to speak with me. Thank you, Lord, and I thank God. I thank Father. I really needed that. His anointing, his presence, and his fire was so real. Thank you, Lord. So powerful. Amen. It is a great encouragement to me to continue to do the work of God when the Lord and Father do this. Hallelujah. Let me know that, thank you, Lord, he has selected me for this work. And thank you, Lord, he wants me to do this. Amen. Deliver his message. Praise the Lord, because the revelation was about the message he has given me. Praise the Lord. And I will share more later. Thank you, Jesus. It's such an encouragement. We need to be encouraged in the last day. My brother, my sister, so much is going on around the world, around our life, my brother and sister. So we want to stay focused on God no matter what we see coming. And there's a lot going on and a lot more coming. But as long as we stay focused on Jesus, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Victory is ours. God's guaranteed victory to us. Amen. But he does warn the nation, though. And this is why we're still here. This is why the bride is still here, I believe. Because we're here to warn the nation before we are taken home. Yes, the Lord said yes. Thank you, Lord. So think about it, my brother and my sister. We are God witnesses. Amen. We have witnessed what God can do in our own lives. And we share our testimony, my brother and sister. Amen. And he has not changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. And it's so important that, hallelujah, we want to go home. A lot of us are desperate to be going home. But I tell people, I have come to have peace now that we need to finish our race. We need to finish the ministry the God has called us to do. And the Lord said, my ministry is over. And I thank God for that, because that's how close we are. That's how close we are. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. So things are unfolding quickly. And judgment will unfold quickly, as Father showed me. And things are going to happen so quickly that before people breathe, get up and breathe, boom, the country is under severe judgment. My brother, my sister. Thank you, Lord. But let's go into the Word of God first. Amen. Let's always put God first, because Jesus is the Word, my brother, my sister. Daniel 7, we talked about the four nations, the four beasts, amen, or the four nations that are represented by the four beasts in Daniel 7. And America is the eagle, being one of the nations, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Lord. We began this Bible study last week for those that are behind, and thank you, Lord. Did not follow. Amen. One of the beasts is Great Britain. which is the lion, and we got the leopard, which is Germany, my brother insisted. We got the United States, which is the eagle, represented by the eagle, and then Russia Federation, represented by the bear. Amen. I put a photo up on the Lloyd Tower page there for people to follow. You can click on it, you can download it and follow it there by name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we began our Bible study in Daniel 7, as we said. The Bible says here in Daniel 7, reading out of the King James Bible, that in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. Amen. And we also got to remember this, because I don't know if I mentioned it last time. Remember that the kingdom began with King Nebuchadnezzar. Now follow the second king, King Belshazzar, my brother and sister. Amen. Daniel, the people of God, still down in Babylon as they were taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. The king of the Chaldeans. Chaldean with the army of Babylon, which are the Russians today, the bear, my brother and sister. They were taken captive by the bear down to Babylon. Amen. And King Nebuchadnezzar was their king. So in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision. Amen. So remember that you can have a dream and a vision. Amen. Like I've been standing in heaven, and a dream I've been taken to heaven, and at the same time, the Lord has given me a vision in heaven. Isn't that incredible of things to come? God can do anything. He has the power to do all. And here we read in the word of God, my brother and sister, amen, because when people talk about Daniel had dreams and vision, but they don't say it in the format that he was having a dream, and in the dream he had a vision, my brother and sister, which is meaningful, very important that we understand it this way, that God is able to do anything, my brother and my sister. Amen. There's nothing impossible to God. So Daniel had a dream and a vision, and his head upon the bed. Then he wrote the dream and told us some of the matter. Amen. He told what happened in his dream. And this is what we're going to read. Daniel 7:2. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in a vision a night. And I'm going back to go over what we studied last week, because we're going to move down, my brother and sister, because we didn't finish this chapter. Amen. And there are other prophets that confirmed here what is coming in the last days, that this also happened to Israel in earlier time when God had called them to come and be obedient. And we're going to go to Ezekiel after this, and I'm going to show you, my brother and sister, because similar to what happened to Israel, and Ezekiel is coming to America very soon in the world, my brother and my sister. Amen. So Daniel spoke and said, I saw in a vision by night, in both four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came out from the sea, diverse one from another. Diverse are different one. Amen. Completely different. They have nothing to do in regard to how they look, my brother and sister. The first was like a lion. Amen. And now I want you to also notice the first beast was like a lion, my brother and sister. Similar to, amen. And let me go into the Jewish Complete Bible, because it helps you understand from the Hebrew, Hebraic perspective what he's talking about. The first was like a lion, okay? So that similar to, or that like lions, is a beast. And it looked like a lion. And God is saying to us, the like of the lion is the nation symbol today of the lion, which is Great Britain, my brother and sister. But the like to a lion is a demonic demon. That's what the beast is. My brother, it's evil. It's evil. And the how do you know this? By the fruit you will know them, Jesus said. You see how they devour later on. Okay, demonic, evil beast, like a lion. God wanted to reveal them like a lion because the symbol of the lion they will have in the last days, my brother insisted. But what they are about is wicked and evil. Okay, that's what they're about, my brother insisted. Thank you, Lord. So the first was like a lion, but it's how eagles win. Amen. So the eagles win, get it from another nation, which is United States. The United States is the eagle. That's a symbol of the bird of the United States, the eagle. Amen. So it's able to fly, and we know that Great Britain, NATO, their finance comes from America. The financial support comes from America. So it's able to militarily move and fly by the support of America, the eagle, my brother insisted. We know that when Donald Trump was in office, he gave them billions of dollars to help the NATO force, my brother insisted. Okay? And why now Biden has given them billions of dollars, again, to train and to do all that. It's the only way NATO has been able to be so strong, militarily speaking. Amen? With planes, they got plenty of F-15, I believe have F-17. They get the plane from America. America built these planes, okay? In America, my brother and sister support them with these planes militarily, okay? And I'm a witness of that. I've seen that, my brother and sister. Thank you, though, in the physical. So it was, as an eagle's win, and as I watch, as we're plug off, okay, so it comes a time at the end time that the eagles win, the eagle support will be plugged off. America's support will not be there anymore. Okay? Daniel said America's support to NATO will not be there anymore. To Great Britain, my brother and sister. Okay, so that's significant. That is significant because for 40, 50, 60 years been this way. Okay, and for this to change, my brother insisted, and we'll see later why we're changed. The Antichrist comes into power, comes into office, and now he is the one in charge during the Great Tribulation. Okay, so during the Great Tribulation, when it comes, America will not support NATO anymore, according to Daniel here. My brother insisted, and it was lifted off the earth and it made it to stand on the 2 feet like a man. Amen? Because see, out of Great Britain comes the Antichrist. Amen? And the Antichrist, according to Daniel 11, he makes everything prosper. He comes, his idea, his plan, make things prosper, my brother and sister. And that is to be seen because the devil cannot make anything prosper. I believe what God is saying to us is he's going to deceive the people like with money. You know, and I believe this is what the central bank CDC, digital dollar currency, is coming into place. I thank Brother Ben for sending me the bill that Biden approved of the digital dollar to my email, my brother and sister. And I was going through it quickly because, again, when they pass a bill, it's hundreds of pages, my brother and sister. Amen. This is the executive order 14067. Okay? 1467. Amen. This is the executive order ensuring responsible development of digital access. It's the approved by the 46th President Joe Biden in 2021. My brother and sister. I mean, we can prove in this Bible study everything that is happening in the last days by the word. Without reading what an executive order is, or what's in an executive order, or what they're passing, what the agenda is, what the Antichrist is doing today, it's in the Word of God, my brother and sister. Amen. So there it is. Okay, and I went over it, and believe me, the information there, it just confirmed the Bible, my brother and sister. Okay, I'll read a little bit about it. The policy advance in digital. Distributed ledger technology for financial service left a dramatic growth in the market for digital access, but with profound implications
protection on consumer, investor, business, and then he goes on and on and on. My brother and sister. And then on the A version of it, of the page two says, we must protect consumer, investor, and businesses in the United States, unique and beneficial of the digital access, which is talking about money. And then we must protect the United States and global financial stability, boom, boom. And he goes on and on and on and on. And it's all he talks about in here that I remember reading is that he to central banks, it's where this is going to begin. And it began in the central bank in California, central bank in New York, my brother and sister. And there is being moved to other major banks after that. The central banks are being the leaders from each state, leading this by the commander-in-chief order and this executive order. My brother and sister, the bill, we have not gotten the bill yet, but there was a bill introduced at the end of 2020, introduced at the end of when he began in 2020 in office. So that will be the end of 2019, and introduced in 2019, signed in 2020. Okay, maybe we'll be able to but we found this executive order, okay? And it says here in the executive order that under 180 days of the day of this order is to provide with the president through the APNSA and EP assessment. And so, and then using the legislative charges, and there's so much in it, so much information that you have to go over and read it. But what I'm saying is it confirmed what the Word of God says, their purpose, their agenda. My brother and sister, to establish the digital dollar, digital currency. And I believe this is how the Antichrist is going to make everything prosper, because now he will have total control of everyone's assets, everyone's money, okay, everyone's bank account. And by being able to control everyone's bank account and all that through the digital dollar, now it's like no one have any money unless the Antichrist, the man of sin, the man of perdition, okay, who opposes everything that is about Christ, controls their money, their bank account. My brother and sister, amen. What I don't see here, or maybe I have to go through it more, is the requirement, okay, for the CBDC, which is fully RFID in the right hand and fully vaccinated in the right hand, okay? My brother and sister. So, it's all to say, and it's all to prove by the Word of God that the Word of God is true. My brother and sister, their agenda is to get everyone under the same system of the beast, control and manipulate it, force to receive the mark, okay, and those that will refuse it is their plan and their agenda, and that's why it's secret law and then putting it through bills. My brother and sister, the secret law on Friday afternoon, passing bill that they agreed only, but not the people. It's just so sad what's happening, my brother and sister. But people eye needs to be open. Last night, Father brought me out to speak with me, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And Father, as he bring me up, hallelujah, he given me an experience, okay, where when Father, hallelujah, brings me up, I go to, in my experience and the revelation and the dream was that I went to a dealer to buy a car. And as I go to buy a car to a dealer, in this revelation in the days to come, hallelujah, it was like the digital dollar were already in action or in force. And I'm standing there, and I speak with a dealer. I see they have several cars in this dealer. And I'm trying to buy a car, and I knew I had the finance, but because I believe the system had changed, they would not sell me a car. And then they had a horse. Next to the car dealer, there was a horse, beautiful horse. And I inquire about this horse. And the owner of the dealer says to me, do you want to have the horse? why don't you get the horse? So it was like, I was not allowed to buy a car, but I could have a horse, my brother and sister. So, okay. I said, let me try them. Let me. And for a minute, I'm thinking they're making fun of me, which I'd seen on their faces, the owner and the salesman. But I wanted to show them that I know how to ride a horse. So I went up to the horse. The horse is still, petted the horse, very friendly. And I got on the horse. They're giving me a rope. I put it on the horse. I got on the horse, and I began to ride the horse. The horse started running, which he knew where he was going. My brother and my sister. And that's a horse he's running. Hallelujah. God speaks to me about the message he has given me. Father, speak to me. And they were, when I was getting in the horse and taking off, they were all laughing at me. All these people and the dealer and the salesman and the owner were laughing at me. I can see them laughing, mocking me. And he says to me, Elvi Zapata, you said on the Lord's hour of the judgment that was coming to America, and that the only way that people will have for transportation will be horse, the man says to me, my brother and sister. And as I'm going down in the horse, God began to speak to me and said, they're not mocking you, my son. They're mocking me. Because the word you have given, I have given them through you, it's my word, Father says to me, my brother and sister. My word. At that very moment when Father was speaking to me, the Eastern tsunami hit the United States, my brother and sister. And I began to see the water as it was leveling the state of the eastern part of the United States. The water came up here to Asheville, way up in the mountain, as God has shown me before, as the Lord has shown me before. It was not coming into Asheville as distracting force, as it did destroy Charlotte, Raleigh, I knew Atlanta, then it goes up, Washington, Virginia, West Virginia, and it goes up and up all the way, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Boston. I knew it went and hit Boston, my brother and sister. And it was like, wow, what a destruction of the eastern part of the United States. I also know that this tsunami will destroy Florida. Miami will be no more, my brother and sister. And so I was like, wow, seeing all these destruction by the eastern tsunami. I also knew that this judgment of the spirit was close, very near to happen, my brother and my sister. So God the Father says to me, they're not mocking you, they're mocking me, he says to me. I'm the one that spoke through you this word, this message. And so horse is will be the transportation in this part of America, my brother and sister, in the days to come when this judgment falls upon this nation. And this judgment is not going to delay anymore. Year passed, God warned, but not anymore. 2 days prior to this message, I have also received a dream basically of the same destruction that had come to the northeastern part of the United States, my brother and sister. And I knew, I was thinking when I got this dream that I've been meditating for days now about this dream. My wife's family up in Massachusetts, we have not spoken in this dream for them for months because the judgment that came to the eastern part of the United States knocked down all communication, no internet. We had no power for months, I knew, in this revelation. No power for months, brothers and sisters. And this is the troubling part. especially when you have children. You know, if it happens in summertime, that will be awesome. But if it happens in winter, that will be complicated. You know, if it happens in summer, it will be more convenient than happening in winter. Okay? So I knew that the judgment had come, and my wife's family, her mother, could not communicate with her for months. And I believe what they were able to fix in months was the 3G, not 4G or 5. No internet. Just for people to make phone calls. And when they were able to get their line back, and my wife was able to use a cell phone with her mom, I remember they were talking on the phone. They had not been able to speak for months, my brother and sister. And that it happens here in all this eastern part, and then it happens in Massachusetts either. There was no service. Everyone was in power outages. But I also knew, because of the power outages and the darkness, people had looted into the store and other people's home. So there was this created such a chaos because of the looting, of the power outages, and no cell phones, that the police could not control the multitude of people who went out there to the supermarket and looted everything, taking everything, leaving practically all the store empty. The country by now was such a mess, such a mess. And I believe this is why the Lord has been telling us for years now that to save emergency food supply, because none of us can steal. Bible said that should not steal. And, you know, if we want to go to heaven, we should not steal neither. My brother and sister. And if you go out there, especially in the middle of people stealing and robbing one another, you're going to try to defend yourself, and you may try to end up harming someone else, killing someone. There will be such a chaos coming up. The God wants us to know this before it comes and be ready, because it's coming. Utter destruction is coming, my brother and sister. God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel 4 in the time when Israel were disobedient to God. And God began to prepare the prophet or the people through the prophet of the things to come. And the word came to Ezekiel in Ezekiel 4. The Lord said, "Son of man, take clay, put it in front of you, and draw a map of Jerusalem on it. Set up and blockage against it. Build a top wall around it. Put it up and door ramp around it. Have troops ready to attack in a place battering ramps all around it. Then take an iron pan, set it up a wall between you and the city. Turn your face to the city as it was going to attack it. Then attack it. This is a sign for the people of Israel." Hallelujah. God was giving the people a sign through the prophet Ezekiel of the city of Jerusalem being attacked, my brother and sister. And so he told Ezekiel to make this sign, hallelujah, so for the people to see it, hallelujah, to draw a map of Jerusalem. My brother and sister, and Ezekiel and obedience with dirt run around it and have a troop ready to attack it. So it was like, take dirt and build an army of dirt, Ezekiel, and form in position for them to see in this map of Jerusalem an army about to attack Jerusalem, is what God was saying to the prophet Ezekiel. "Then lie on your left side and take punishment of the nation of Israel yourself. You will bear a punishment as many days as you lie on the side. I have assigned to you one day to each year of punishment will last. So if for 390 days you will bear the punishment for the sin of the nation of Israel. When you finish this, you will lie down against this sign on your right side. You will bear the punishment for the sign of the nation of Judah for 40 days. On one day for each year, I have assigned to you, turn your face to the blackness of Jerusalem. Shake your first fist, I'm sorry, and prophesy against it. Shake your fist. Hallelujah. So point your hand, shake your fist to the nation of Israel as a sign of what was coming to it. I will tie you up with a rope so that you will not be able to turn from one side to the other until you have finished attacking Jerusalem. Then take wheat, barley, beans, lentil, melon, and winter beets, wheat, I'm sorry, put them in a container, use them to make bread for yourself. There you go. God was telling the prophet to prepare for what was coming. And it was telling you even what to take, my brother and sister. These were things that were very useful, wheat, barley, beans, lentil, millet, and winter beans. That means that it was going to last through a winter what was coming, my brother and sister. Isn't that incredible? God, knowing everything that was coming, was preparing the prophet, preparing his people what would they need in the time when this attack would come. And God's been preparing us for what is coming to America, especially the eastern part of the United States, my brother and sister. Eat it during the 390 days, God says to the prophet. Then you're lying on your side. The food that you are eat shall be weighted in 8 ounces of food every day at the same time. In other words, eat exactly what you are going to need at the same time. And that we're going to have to be doing the same rations of food and only eat what you're going to need during this time. Do not eat like you eat now, 3 meals. When that time comes, you may not be able to eat 3 meals. You only may able to eat 1, maybe even 2. Rationing the food, you're going to have to eat less, my brother and sister. And that's what God was saying to the prophet. Measure it out of the third, a quart of water. Drink it at a set time. In other words, you're not going to drink 8 ounces like everyone's used to anymore. Okay? It might be just 1 ounce of water, not 8. Okay? A lot of people, my doctor said I need to drink 8 ounces of water every day, you know. Well, when this time comes, it's not going to be that easy. You know, you may not have all that water available. So you're going to have to limit how much water you're going to drink. And God was telling the prophet to do this, to be ready and prepare when this comes, that this is how he was going to live during this hard time that was coming to the nation. My brother and sister, eat the bread as you would eat barley loaves. Bake the bread in front of people, excuse me, using human excrement for fuel. This part here, when I was reading, I'm like, wow, wait a minute. You know, use human increment as fuel, human waste, as we say. My brother and sister, isn't that incredible? And thank you for that. Fasting will be another way to go through this difficult time. Yes. Okay. But God says to the prophet Ezekiel to use human increment as fuel. Ezekiel, as I kept reading, that part there, he was not too looking forward to that. Then the Lord said, in the same way, the people of Israel will eat unclean bread among the nation where I scatter them. And eating unclean, where they will be scattered, is changing their diet because of the situation they find themselves. Okay, change the diet. It will be difficult. The Jewish people only ate unleavened bread. Now they go to the nation, they eat leavened bread now, something that they never ate in their own land. You see, our diet is going to have to change. But to us, God's people, with God having a specific diet for us, we must now, okay, know how to contain ourselves and know what to eat. Eat less. in another word. Verse 13, I answer, Almighty Lord. Finally, the prophet here has something to say. God is giving him all the details on how he's going to go about through this hard time that is coming. And finally, the prophet now speak out and say, Almighty Lord, I have never dishonored myself. There you go. Which that is a thought or a thinking of the Jewish people, how they have lived their lives since they came out of Egypt, my brother and sister. Okay? I have never dishonored myself from the time I was young until now. I have never eaten animal that died by itself or was killed by another wild animal. No unclean meat has ever entered my mouth. So he's telling God the way his diet has been so far, because God is changing his diet. But see, at this moment, as we're speaking here in the Lord's hour, and we say all these things to come, how hard and how difficult it's going to be, people are thinking that they're going to eat during the time their favorite meal, their favorite meat, you know. But that's not exactly how it's going to be. You're going to eat whatever you have saved. And this is why God was telling you to save this, to have this, and to fall unto himself. Hard time call for hard plan and hard situation. Hard changes. Hard time, hard changes. Remember that. Verse 15, he said to me, I will let you use cow manure and place a human increment, bake your bread with it. Now this seems a lot better to the prophet. Hallelujah. Human increment was not his plan. But cow manure is more fixable, I guess. Amen? So eat. So he also said to me, Son of man, I'm going to cut off the bread supply of Jerusalem. And here's the part where people don't get it. Okay? When judgment comes upon the land, so it comes also on the food supply. The food supply get cut off. And this is what God is saying to us, to save emergency food for emergency time. And whatever food you have saved, put away for emergency time, it's the only thing you're going to have available. It's not like the supermarket will continue to have food available like they've been, or the food bank will be able to bring food to the supermarket. Neither. Okay? Because the farmers who provide the food for the food banks, their cow will die in the judgment. They won't have cow. They won't have any meat. Then the bank will run out and the supermarket will run out. Or mostly will be destroyed. So this is what God is bringing the judgment upon everything. This is what people don't realize. This is why people say, well, I'm tired of saving food and nothing happening or this and that. And they don't understand what God is doing. Hallelujah. I mostly eat fish, seafood, not meat, not beef, no chicken, not none of those things. Amen? So it's God, he is changing the diet of Ezekiel the prophet and of his people that are following his word. My brother and sister, that are getting ready for this hard time. So they will know that this is coming and everything is being affected by the judgment. He also says, Son of man, I'm going to cut off the bread supply in Jerusalem. Okay? And it's not just the land. It's not a million will die only. It's that the bread supply is going to be cut off. And that's what God's saying to us in America and around the world. That people are not getting it yet. There seems to be having problem with that because of the abundance. The abundance was for 7 years in the time of Joseph. The famine was also for 7 years. Now, when you put the abundance and the famine together, side by side, if you never live in famine, when you live in the time of famine, there's no abundance. Actually, people forget about the abundance in the times of famine. Totally forget about it. My brother and sister. And they began to complain and murmur. So God is saying, you're going into a difficult time, which is the time of judgment. Now, famine in abundance here, I won't say it won't apply, because the judgment can usually fall in the time of famine. Isn't that incredible? Making bread is good. I had a bread machine. I used to bake bread a lot. I got to go back to that again myself, because God told Ezekiel to do so. So it's coming out of the word of God as wisdom. So I'm going to cut up the bread supply of Jerusalem. People will anciently eat rationed bread. And rationed bread is a limited amount, a piece for the day. That's what's coming. This is what people don't get. That what happened before, as Solomon said, it will happen again. There's nothing new under the sun. I will actually eat rationed bread, fearfully drink rationed water. Notice how the bread and the water are both rationed, are both limited. Limited. Keep that in mind. And it's, some people misunderstand. It's not that we want this to come and happen. It's that God is saying to us, the Almighty, who knows everything, is saying to us, this is coming. That's different. When God says something is coming, we as a child of God listen to our Father, prepare for it, make ready for it, and obedient to what he's saying. My brother and sister. So people will actually eat rationed bread, fearfully drink rationed water. Now look how they eat anciently. They will eat anciently bread, rationed bread. Why so ancient? Because they want more. So that when people don't get enough, they get anxious. They're looking for something else to eat or for more to eat. They get anxious. It happens to a lot of people today. Okay? When they don't have enough to eat, they get anxious. Okay? Now, fearfully drink water. Now, why fearfully drink water? Because water, my brother and sister, can be contaminated by even the seawater, which it usually does. Usually does. And if you're not saving water, and even the water we're saving can be contaminated. But we'll pray over it. We'll pray over the water. Okay? But fearfully drinking water, God is saying, God even knew the water, even the bottle of water you buy in the store will be contaminated. Because why would fearfully you would drink the water? Why would you be afraid of something being in the water? Because you know how wicked men are in the last days. And you know that they'll contaminate anything easily. They don't care, my brother and sister. Okay? They don't care. They just don't care. Fearfully drink rationed water. They will be shocked at the sight of each other because of the lack of food and water. Okay? Talk about being shocked. The word of shock is being surprised. Wow. No food in the supermarket? Wow. No food in Walmart? Wow. No food in Target? Wow. All major supermarket empty? Shelves are empty? Banks are empty? Food banks are empty? Farms are empty? Shock, shock, shock. It's a shock. It's a surprise. And then the media is not going to help reporting it all the time. We have no food. It's in there. How are we going to do? FEMA is not able to help us. The leaders are not there to order FEMA to bring food to the people. And there'll come a time later on they'll probably try to help people. Okay? But people are going to be shocked with what is coming, my brother and sister. Okay? New Orleans got a taste of that a few years ago, where they could not get the help from FEMA that they should have. Now when it's in several states, it becomes more complicated. I said, coming soon. My brother and sister, Father showed me and told me, my brother and sisters, that the word he's given me of this judgment coming, horse will be the best transportation. Horse will be the best transportation in America very soon. We're going back to the 1600s. Horse was the best transportation back then. There will be shacks at the side of each other because of the lack of food and water. They will waste away because of the sin. Now, here's the other part that we don't talk about it sometimes, but it's a fact. People who are in sin, who are not seeking God and committing their life to God, okay, who don't know of this coming judgment, are going to die. They'll waste away. They'll get very skinny because of the lack of food and because of the sin. Then the sins become greater. They're stealing, they're killing, they're looting, they're doing all kinds of things to stay alive. So they're wasting away. Their spiritual state become worse. Worse. So you see that everything is in the Word of God, even what's coming of the judgment in the last days. Here in Ezekiel 4, God knows exactly what we need and the hour we need it. And this word is for this day, my brothers and sisters. This word is for this day. They will waste away because of the sin, God says in Ezekiel 4. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that, they're like, wow, Lord. Wow. Judgment is coming in the last days. Eastern tsunami judgment is coming, my brother and my sister. Let's go back to Ezekiel 7. Hallelujah. So it was lifted from the earth and made it to stand on the 2 feet like a man. A human heart was given to it. Hallelujah. Notice how in the last day a man is risen. A man is raised to stand on his 2 feet from a beast into a man. So he is more demonic than human. But takes in the last day a human appearance before the nations. My brother insisted. First he is a demon, a beast, like unto a beast. And now he takes a human form. And two legs of men. And Daniel said, as God is showing him this, hallelujah, when he stand on his 2 feet, a human heart was given to it. Wow. And so he feels now like the people. Out of the heart, the mouth speaketh, Jesus said in Mark 7. So whatever's in his heart, my brother and sister, is wicked because he's a beast. But whatever's in his heart will be coming out through his mouth in a new world order in the Babylonian system. That's what's coming out of his mouth. And there was not another animal, hallelujah, and there was another animal, a second one like a bear, raised itself on one side, erased itself. That is very significant, how this bear, my brother and sister, is like not powerful, if we could say it that way, but it raised itself. And this is talking about militarily now. It's a powerful nation. So it's like it's been asleep for many years, and then it's raised itself up. Because remember, bears spend most of their life asleep. They spend most of the year, winter, asleep. They eat a lot. They sleep a lot. And then when the summer comes, the bear, who had all the food in his stomach for the whole winter, bear don't come out in the winter. They only come out in the summer. They hibernate for most of the years. So this bear has been hibernating 40, 50, 60 years. And now comes the time for the bear to raise, come out of hibernation, my brother and sister. And this is why Russia today is all over the news, because the bear came out of hibernation now, my brother and sister. It raised itself up now out of the cave, and now it's seen internationally. Where was it before? Sleeping, eating its own fat. But I was in a cave sleeping. And now I have come out of the cave now. My brother insisted. And what's the purpose now? What purpose that the bear came out of hibernation now? Well, let's see. Hallelujah. And it had three ribs. Three ribs. Rib, the women are made out of the ribs. Okay? And the mouth between his teeth. And it was told, get up. Someone tells the bear, it's time to get up. My brother insisted. Someone urges the bear to get up. And so you see that nothing is by coincidence. When you study the word of God, God, please give us wisdom and understanding and revelation of your word. Nothing is by coincidence. Everything is well planned. My brother insisted. This is why Jesus said in John 8 that the devil doesn't divide himself or his kingdom will come down. Kingdom will fall. Jesus said the word about Satan. He doesn't divide himself. Their plan, their agenda for the last days. This is why the bear is being told, is being called to get up. Come out of hibernation. You've been sleeping for too long, bear. Russia. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Get up and gorge yourself with flesh. For what reason did the bear has been told to get up, to gorge itself with the flesh, to begin to kill humans and kill them and kill them? My brother insisted. That's what's happening in Ukraine. I told you people that what's happening in Ukraine is well planned. Well planned. I knew in my spirit that Zelensky cannot be trusted. That he is with Putin. He is with the beast. That this is all planned. President Putin has time to take him out if he really wanted to. But every time he gets close to the palace, he pushes his forces away. Drones have fly close in Kiev, close to the palace where Zelensky is with his general, his men. And they could take him out months ago. Months ago, Russia could have ended this. Why not? Because they are working as one together. How many times Zelensky have fly out of Ukraine? Several times to other countries, including the United States. Russia could have taken them out. They got drone flying all over the country, vessels all over the world, ships all over the world. They could have taken Zelensky out anytime. So why is he still alive? Because they are all together in their plan and their agenda. The devil doesn't divide itself. Just by that word alone of Jesus, they're working together. They say one thing to the people on television, but in the real conversation, they're best friends. They're working together. My brother and sister, they're not going to hurt each other. At all. They have the chances to. My brother insisted. Incredible. Incredible, incredible. Now, I have many questions about President Putin. Unanswered questions. And someone can answer them for me, will be great. And it is that a few months ago, he was in Turkey, visiting the president of Turkey. A gunman rise up and shot him, which blood was on the floor afterward. And when his men took him in and all that, later on, a few days, President Putin appeared unharmed. Unharmed. Which they thought he was sick, something was going on with him. He appeared later on unharmed. No sign of being shot or anything. Immediately to me, that's a sign that this man is not what we think he is. But we know that Russia is pointed as one of the beasts. My brother and sister, that is, it's incredible. Last week, I had a dream. In my dream, I was taken to the city that looked to me like New York City. Because I've been there several times in person. And President I would say New York City could even be in London, but an example, I believe it was New York. President Putin was giving a speech, maybe to the UN. And then that, as he was giving that speech, a sniper in one of the top buildings was pointing his rifle to him and took a shot at him. And I saw these forces immediately looking for the sniper as I shot Putin, taking him out. And there was so much runnings and chaos. But I didn't see, I was not allowed to see, after the sniper took the shot, the outcome of President Putin. But I believe the outcome might be the same outcome that happened in Turkey a few months ago. Babel insisted. There's something about President Putin that made no sense to me. But I'm sure it's in the Word of God. I'm sure it's there. There were people months ago that called him Beast, the Beast. Okay? Some people even call him the Antichrist. I know he's not. I know he's not the Antichrist. But there's something, them taking a shot at him and not taking him out. That's, to me, it's like a literal bullet cannot take him out, even if it go through his head. He's not even human, is what I'm thinking. My brother and sister, how can we have something that is not even human on television, speaking like he does all the time? It makes you think a lot. Now, a few months ago when this war began back in 2022, it was still the beginning of 2022, when Russia near that nuclear plant in Ukraine, those planes of Russia dropped a flare from the air. One of the Ukrainian soldiers that was being interviewed said that these Russian special forces came out of the ground when they thought they had killed them. To me, that was a yellow flag right away. What? What did he just say? They thought they had taken them out, according to this Ukrainian soldier. And then out of nowhere, out of the ground, these Russian forces came out, attacking them and killing many Ukraine forces. That's not normal. That's not, if once you take a human out, it's out. Coming back again, that brings now a lot of more questions. But when I go to Isaiah, Isaiah tells me about the Chaldeans, that these people were not. What do you mean that these people were not? Isaiah, you got to explain this to me. Because if you tell me that these people were not, okay, then to me is exactly what we read in Genesis 4, my brother and sister. Genesis 4, where Cain left, excuse me, hallelujah, Cain, in Genesis 4:15, Adonai answered him, this is from the Complete Jewish Bible, therefore, whosoever kill Cain will receive vengeance sevenfold. Adonai put a sign on Cain so that no one will find him that will kill him. Cain left the presence of Adonai, living in the north of Nod, wandering. Remember the land of Nod? The wandering land, which is known, okay, known, my brother and sister, we're in the last days. I believe this is why these things are coming out so clear today, now, because we're in the last days. And people have been asking this question, what's going on here? Okay? My brother and sister, help me, Lord, give me wisdom. Help me to remember. So in this kid's movie, going to the land of Nod, Wandering Land, cartoonish movie, which is land of the Nephthalians, land of the Nephthalians, okay? He leaves the presence of God, Cain, in Genesis 4, And he goes to the land of Nod. And then he meets this woman. And the first thing that happened between this woman and Cain, according to this Bible, has sexual relationship. It was not like, oh, who are you? What's your name? Where you from? Who's your family? You know, let's go out. Let's date. None of that happened here in this relationship. Okay? She's ready. They're ready. They go to bed. Bible insisted. This is what, from this Bible here. Okay? To me, that's a behavior of the fallen angel in Genesis 6. With the daughters of men. Sex all day long with whenever woman he wanted. That one of these women meet Cain and they immediately go to bed. I don't even know if she catches his name. Okay? This is from the complete Jewish Bible. Cain has sexual relationship with his wife. It's not like, who are you? Who's your family? What's your name? What's your last name? What do you do for work? None of that. My brother and sister. So this here attitude of this woman he meets, she conceived and gave birth to Henoch. So she was ready, waiting for Cain. My brother and sister. Immediately, they have a son. Cain built a city and named the city after his son Henoch. Henoch was born Iraq, which is... I read her father Methuselah's father Lamech. And then Lamech to himself wife, and the name of her was Ada. And while the name of the other was Sila, Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the ancestor of those who live in tent and have cattle. And we see now how they began to grow up their businesses. My brother and sister, but they also built an army. In the time of peace, when no war was happening, they began to build an army. What they were waiting for, what they were getting ready for, it makes you think. His brother was named Jubal, the ancestor of all who play lyre and flute. He gave birth to Tovar Kain, all who forget all kinds of tools from brass, or fortune, sorry, because... So from brass and the sister Tovar came to Mah, Lamech to his wife. And I said, listen to me, a wife of Lamech, hear me. I say, if I kill a man and wounded me, a young man may injure me. If Cain will avenge me, sevenfold. Lamech was 17 times four. And then it begins with Adam's wife. But what Cain was building was more than an army. City and an army. They were getting ready to fight someone. Who? Babel insisted. But what went about here, it really gives you a lot of questions. So Cain's wife comes from a generation that was not, according to Isaiah. The Russian people come out of her who was not. No beginning, no history. My brother and sister, about these people. Okay? That right there is a flag for fallen angel. They come from fallen angel. My brother and sister. And these could be, the Russian could be pure hybrid today, a fallen angel. Ignored by many, but known by a few. Ignored by many, or not known by many, but known only by a few, according to Isaiah. These people were the people that were not. And that's where Cain find his wife. And the long enough, wondering, the devil gave him what he wanted to build an army for the last days. My brother insisted. Everything is in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord God, help us. Amen. So we got to go down here in Daniel 7. We went through the first part. We're down to, hallelujah, But I believe verse 15. Verse 15. And it says, as for me, Daniel, my spirit deep within me was troubled. Now you understand why Daniel was not an ignorant man. If Daniel would have been ignorant, lack of knowledge, King Nebuchadnezzar would not have chosen him to be part of his kingdom. On the contrary, Daniel was a very smart man, well-trained. My brother and sister, who was to be in the palace, as he was in the kingdom of Babylon with the king, next to the king, he was very smart. He knew the law of Moses and many other writings. My brother and sister, read about the life of Daniel. Okay? He was a rabbi. Daniel was a rabbi from birth. Okay? Very smart, well-trained, well highly educated man. My brother and sister, as for me, Daniel, the spirit within me troubled. Okay? Because when you get a revelation of something so deep and profound that you have not read it in the Bible, imagine you have read the Bible 1,000 times, like Daniel, and now God gives you a revelation of these beasts and these nations, which is for the last day, we understand. But the meaning of the revelation is what really troubled Daniel, of the people and the nation. The meaning of it is, because you're talking about fallen angel, beast, fallen evil, coming to ruling and power in the last days. That's really trouble. That is really, think about it. That would trouble anybody. You tell someone a demon is going to be a president, that a demon like this is going to be a leader in the last day. People will see him as a human, as a two-legged human. He comes from a beast into a two-legged human, and he's going to be a president in the last days. That is troubling to the knowledge that we know of history of humanity and not the word of God. My brother and sister, think about it. Wow, that is insane. As for me, Daniel, my spirit within me was troubled. The vision in my head frightened me. Now look at the word he used, frightened. Fear is what the devil uses. But when you get a revelation of the devil this way, of the kingdom of Satan, it really is frightened. And Daniel is saying specifically the right word to emphasize what he has saw is so strong and powerful that it's frightened. My brother and sister, it is frightening what God is revealing to Daniel. Because it's about a generation of beasts that become human that will be the leader, commander in chief in the last days. And that is, how do you explain that to the people? Put yourself in the shoes of Daniel. God gives you this revelation. And you meet me and you say, Brother Levy, I got to tell you something. But I don't know how to begin to tell you this revelation that God has given me. You yourself will be, wow, wait a minute. Is Brother Obi really going to believe what I have to say? Because this is really frightening. That's how Daniel felt, my brothers and sisters, for this revelation. The vision in my head is frightening me, he says. I approached one of those standing that by and asked him what all this really means. Think about this. He's asking for information of what he'd been revealed to him. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. He said that he will make me understand. Now, he's asking the Lord, I believe it is here. And the Lord now tells him that he will make him understand. He knew that Daniel would not understand what he was showing him. But in order for Daniel to help out his people in the last days, he will make him understand. Okay? He said he will make me understand how to interpret these things. Not necessarily know exactly the outcome of this, but how to, my brother and sister, interpret these things. And you relate on, Daniel seal the scroll because it is for the last days. So Daniel didn't got to get the whole revelation of it. He just got the information, wrote it down in a scroll, and then Daniel sealed the scroll because it's not for your people or your time, but for the last days. Think about that. He didn't got to get what we are getting here tonight. My brother and sister, have we studied the word? These four huge animals are four kingdoms. Think about this. The animal that God is showing him in the last day becomes kingdom. If you told anyone this, the first thing that will come out of the person's mind is, you are crazy. You need a psychiatrist. You are crazy. How can these beasts that God showed you are going to become kingdom? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? These four huge animals are four kingdoms that will rise on earth. Where they bend that they need to rise? Well, in hell is what they bend. They're coming out of hell, my brother and sister. So they're rising because they're below in hell. The last day they were rising. Huh? Four beasts rising out of hell, becoming kingdom, becoming nation. To explain that to the people, how in the last days, with so much knowledge people have, someone to come on the radio or television and explain this to people, it's almost impossible. To say that Great Britain was a demon, to say that Germany was a demon, that Russia comes from demon, my brother and sister, that's very hard to explain to people today. I'm sure a lot of people hear that tonight and will meditate on this and say, Brother Elvie, wow, what you're saying is true from the Word of God, but how did you explain that to anyone? You see? You see how hard it is to explain this to people who will hear this message and say, wow, it is true. It's in the Word of God. It's troubled Daniel. And it's still with so much knowledge today, it's troubled a lot of people. But it's the truth. Whether it troubled you or not, it is the truth that must be spoken. The Russia comes for people that were not. It was a beast that rise from hell and became the nation of Russia. The bear, my brother and sister, that has slept for too long and is arising in the last days. That's the truth. And it's eating much flesh. Much flesh. My brother and sister. It's not easy to bring this Bible study. But the truth must be spoken. Hallelujah. Verse 18. But the Holy One of the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Yes, forever, ever. There you go. The only kingdom out of all kingdom that will rise in the last days, that will last forever, is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And that kingdom is the church, you and I, that have believed in Christ, that have received Jesus in our lives as the Lord and Savior, who received what Jesus did for us on the cross. My brother and sister, that's the kingdom that lasts forever. You and I are in the kingdom that lasts forever. That's why God has put in us His Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, His Holy Spirit is in us as a sign that we are part of the kingdom that lasts forever. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said in John 10 that my sheep will hear my voice and follow me. You got to make sure you hear Jesus through dreams and vision or even out of a voice. You got to seek to hear from Him. You got to have that as your priority more than the food you're going to eat tomorrow. You got to seek to hear from the Lord. You got to fast and pray until you can hear His voice. Please take this seriousness. Take this very serious. Thank you, Lord. Verse 19. Then I wanted to know what the fourth beast meant. Daniel says, my brother and sister, he wanted to know what the first four beasts meant. The ones that were different from all the other, who were very terrifying, were iron teeth and bronze nail. which devoured, crushes, and stamped on his feet, and what was left, my brother and sister. See, this beast that Daniel is describing is the Antichrist. And Daniel wanted more about the Antichrist. But God can explain it to him. The Lord can help him understand. But he didn't have all the information that you and I have about the Antichrist. He didn't have the revelation from John the Baptist. He didn't have, there's so many books in the Bible that talks about the Antichrist. The writing of the Apostle Paul, you know? So, but he wanted to know more about this beast, okay? My brother and sister. And because the beast was so terrifying, he says, iron teeth and bronze nail. Here, iron is introduced, my brother and sister. Iron is introduced here. Because most of the weapons today are made of iron, my brother and sister. But the nail that is told about this beast, bronze nail, okay, combining bronze with iron makes stronger steel. So in order for bullets and missiles in the last days to be more effective, they are combining iron with bronze. My brother, you can look this, you can Google this. And it's very effective, combining metals. And it has a longer reach as the nail of this beast is presented. And the last day, they will combine these steels that will make their missile, hypersonic missile, bullets and plane, more effective in battle, my brother and sister. Amen. So Daniel wanted to know because these are the tools of the Antichrist in the last days. As the Antichrist is leading all these nations that are being mentioned, especially four nations, Great Britain, Germany, and the United States and Russia. My brother and sister, when the four beasts come out of the hell and appear in the visions of Daniel, you think that they will be divided? If they already came together from hell? No, the devil doesn't live by itself. Russia, United States, Great Britain, NATO, and all of them are one together. The reason why they're going to fight in the last days is because of pride. Pride. The Lord took this brother into the heavenly places, the planet, and he saw demon beasts fighting against each other. And fighting and fighting and fighting. And what demon was said to another demon? Oh, I can take you. And they would begin to fight furiously. And they can turn the ground and do mighty things. Until the Satan came and told this demon, stop it. You should be reserving your energy for the church. They are the one you need to attack. Now with one another. But the reason that this brother saw them fighting was because they're very prideful. Pride, my brother insisted. In the last day, why these beasts came together were brothers in hell, comes out of the pit together, becomes nations today in the last days, name that we know, that are in our kitchen table, and now they're against each other practically. And it is because of their pride. And they're going to fight furiously. I'm going to play you and now your sister Celestial in a field. That she's going to talk about Russia and China coming against the United States. Why are they warring against each other? It's not that they're not in the same page. Working on the same agenda of the last day. Working for the Antichrist, they are working for the Antichrist. They are working for the devil. So why are they behaving this way? Pride. And pride comes before a fall. They're, each one of them are going to fall. Messiah will make sure they fall. My brother and sister, their pride is their own fault. Okay? I will continue with these beast revelation message of Daniel 7. We still have a few verses to go. Let me see how many more verses. We're in verse 19. We got 20, 21, all the way to 28. So we have, my brother and sister, 8 more verses. Okay? Because the more we share about them and combine it with the other prophet, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, it will help us understand even more. Pray about it. Please pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. Amen. So let me hear. Sister Celestia here, listen to her, and this will help you understand these beasts. Disagreement and arguing, their pride is up to their head. Shalom.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. The Master's Voice has mirror channels on Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon, so be sure to check those out. You can find them by looking in the drop-down menu, which is just below the name of the channel. After every single video, there's a blurb underneath that tells you what the video is about. There's links to go back to the main blog, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog, and then at the very bottom you'll see all the information about alternate channels, because the alternate channels are where certain videos are hosted. You can't get those videos here anymore for obvious reasons, because YouTube is really tightening the net on what we can talk about. YouTube is beginning to, and has been for quite some time, severely restricting speech. So it's not everything that I'm able to speak about here freely, but everything that God wants you to know has been captured here, I would say about 95%, and you can find the other 5%, about 26 or 27 prophecies concerning 2020, concerning what went on in 2020. What was it exactly? What was it that the entire world was asked and then coerced and then forced and then threatened to participate in? What was that that has disrupted the way of living that we know? Why was it done? Where is it heading? What were the outcomes from it? And what did God have to say about it? Those videos can be found on my medical playlist on Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon. But today, I'm going to be covering a well-worn theme here on the Master's Voice. This is, I would say, the central theme of this work. It talks about war that is going to come to America, civil war, and the rise of a military state in the United States. So we know that America is famously tagged as land of the free and the home of the brave. This is the tagline that goes along with the Star Spangled, and every child is told these things from the cradle, that America is the freedom fighter of the world, that America is the home, the cradle of democracy, that America will go out there as the white knight and defend injustices far and wide. But is this true? Is this true? Can this be proven to be historically true, at least in the last 50 to 60 years? Who has been the chief instigator of wars around the world? Who has caused the loss of life of hundreds of thousands of people? And the various female secretaries of state have come out and said, well, we see it as collateral. Isn't it interesting that thousands and thousands of people and their children have been bombed out of existence in Vietnam? And here, people watch this on CNN, or they watch nostalgic reviews of these things, because history is written by the victor. But history does not stay written that way in heaven. The final hour, that is the final estimation of all America's actions, has been taken by God, and his estimation is that America is guilty of heinous crimes against other nations. No matter how many Hollywood movies are made here to depict it otherwise, this country is guilty of a lot of sin against others. And the end that the Lord has pronounced, please understand, this is not a suggestion. This is God's final prophetic utterance towards the United States that is not going to change or go away. God's estimation is very simple. It is out of his law, and it is that as you have done to others, so will it be done to you. Today's prophecy came in parts because I had several dreams. Each dream was its own part. And there is only one part that is going to be made separately because the Lord said to make that prophecy separately, and that is concerning the worldwide queen of music and pop, Beyonce. She will get her own prophecy separately because the Lord said not to blend it here, even though it is part of the dreams that I had in one night. Today's prophecy is called War, Civil War, and the American Military State, February 24th, 2023. And so, I will go to the second dream. After I'd woken up from the first dream that I had about Beyonce and I fell asleep again, I dreamt that I was supposed to go to a very important school dance, but my mother didn't want me going. And so I was at home getting ready to go to this school dance, and my mom went and sat herself in the living room to act as a gatekeeper, because then from that place she could see all exits, front door, back door. I wouldn't be able to get out of the house without passing by her. So I didn't know she was doing this. So when I was ready, I just came through and I popped my head in to say, you know, I'm on my way now. And then she said, no, it's not time for you to go yet. And I tried to reason with her. I was like, Mom, I told you about this event already. I told you that this is very important. And it actually started an hour ago at 8 p.m. And it's now past 9 and I have to be there. And she was so frustrated. And she kept saying to me, don't go, please. I don't want you to go. But I replied, Mom, it's important. I have to be there. I have to go. And so we're going back and forth, back and forth. And then the clock got to 9:11. And then when the clock hit 9:11, it stopped. So it stopped at 9:11. And then the numbers began to get very big and come off of the clock. So it was a digital clock with numbers in red. The clock began to blink, 9:11, 9:11, 9:11. And then the numbers got very much bigger than the clock and came off the clock and then began to come towards me in the dream like this, 9:11, 9:11. And even though I was sleeping, I said, oh no, I've been seeing this same 9/11 everywhere, just like this. And then I woke up from the dream. And so the part of the dream that is speaking of my family, I will not really go into it because I already have the understanding of what it is. People act as if I am a fresh mango that fell off a tree somewhere and don't have family. But I know that the Lord was showing me that as I continue to carry out my calling as his mouthpiece, as I continue to fulfill and stand and speak the words that the Lord has put in my mouth, they will cover some very dangerous things. They will cover things that nobody who brings a daughter in this world wants their child to be involved in, because they know what this country is like and they know what this nation does to whosoever speaks the truth and comes against the narratives, the mind games, the psyops, the lies that have been put forward for longer than my lifetime, such mind games and psyops and lies that its people at large seem to love and even take comfort in. America takes comfort in the ideology of her righteousness, which in reality does not exist. She covers herself with a false sense of security that she is God's own, when in truth, the nation is being rebuked from foreign seas as the false nation that it is, a nation that assumes righteousness and yet its walls are broken down, its morality falls flat on so many issues, and yet wants to stand at global podiums and tell other people how to live. I know that God was showing me that even if those who love me worry, I am supposed to stand and say what the Lord is telling me to say. And so concerning this 9/11, as soon as I woke up from this second dream, the Lord spoke and he said that America will have a 9/11 event. He said it will be another devastating attack. And he said that no external force will do this. His exact words, when you see this event, it is America doing it to traumatize America once more. Most people are not aware that the first 9/11 was a sacrifice and a ritual, a terrible blow on America's consciousness and the most effective means of sowing insecurity, fear, weakness, and xenophobia. That is the hatred of other nations, the hatred of other cultures, suspicion, feeling justified in suspecting someone just because they're a different ethnicity to you. And usually certain ethnicities have been singled out for this xenophobia, such as Asians and Arabs. Xenophobia, the Lord says, that has ever been done in this nation. Now, at this time, I will pause. I'm not sure if I should integrate into this message, but I think I will. Several other messages. When the Lord says another 9/11 attack, another devastating event, I have about three prophecies to that vein. So we might be thinking, well, Celestial, where is this going to be? Is this going to be Florida? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be on the East Coast? It is going to be on the West Coast. It is definitely going to be an East Coast attack because the Lord has already said multiple times that New York City is going to have another terror attack. He's already said that the place, the second 9/11 is going to take place, is exactly where the first 9/11 took place, because he said that the consciousness of New Yorkers in particular is going to be extremely bruised. He said it's going to be extremely traumatizing for New Yorkers because they are going to experience again the panic, the fear, the cluelessness, the terrible feeling of not knowing what is going on. They're going to live through all that again. And God said that this is an internal false flag that is intended to usher in the beast system, which is also known by its other name, the New World. Final letter is a circle, and you know what that means. And so he says, having this done in the same place and to the same nation collectively is going to traumatize the nation. And God was showing me as I was up, just sleepy, but listening as he was bringing me into the understanding of this, the security measures that came into America largely on the back of the opportunity that the first 9/11 gave the nation, the nation's leaders, to implement things that the people would never accept on a good day. So on a good day, Americans know their rights. They know the different amendments. They know what they can and cannot do, free speech and the right to movement and the right to have your whippersnapper, your weapon of protection. People know their rights. Even if they're not fluent in the rights, people know what they can and cannot do. And people know what's guaranteed by the Constitution. They know that they have the right to call a lawyer. They know that they have the right to ask the police to show badge numbers and identification and things like that. And so they would never naturally agree to certain erosions of the rights that protect their person, protect their property, and protect their civil liberties, unless there is what is called a mitigating factor or an overwhelming reason. A mitigating factor is, I would always do this. Consistently, I would choose this. But in certain circumstances where the landscape has greatly changed, and I don't know what's going on, I can easily be persuaded to change my choice to this, even though when I'm secure, when I'm in comfort, when I'm dwelling in certainty and I've got both hands on the driver's wheel, I would never choose this in a million years. What's this? This is being able to search backpacks at the Staten Island Ferry, to just walk around the MTA and say, can we take a look in that bag, ma'am? To stop people on the street and frisk them, to stop them and call it a routine traffic stop, and then end up shooting them somehow in that encounter and making it their fault when they're already dead. When we're in this realm, things from this realm don't happen. But when this realm is struck a terrible blow so that it shakes, or in some cases, as 9/11 was, because it was such a blow, it breaks, you are able to craft a new world here. And that is what they did the first time. But now we're going to take the world that's here and we're going to move it here. The world that was originally here is off camera. It is now dead. You can be stopped and frisked. And it will not be called any kind of profiling. It will be called national security. We live in a world where, especially in a city like this, as you walk around and you are in various public spaces, you constantly hear, if you see something, say something. Call an MTA officer, or just call a normal officer, or just call and tell us what you have observed. We are already conditioned to think that we're supposed to be walking around making it our business to spy on one another and call it up and see, I see a person walking their dog and they look suspicious. I see a person that I feel should not be in this building, and so I'm just calling it in. We're already getting geared up into that world that is going to merge seamlessly into the coming social credit system world. And so that old world of mind your business and be a good citizen when you have to, it died on the back of 9/11. And the world that was here, the world nobody would choose, of taking off your shoes at the airport and basically being stripped down and walking through that little radiation portal all the time to make sure that you're not an aisle this or an aisle that or a terrorist in the making, being scanned with infrared radiation to see, are you sweating too much? Could you be planning to do something? The way the TSA can just grab people by their arms and their legs and unceremoniously take men and women off flights as if they are bundles of dirty laundry. These things were inconceivable maybe 20, 30 years ago. But 9/11 changed all that. So that world, the world called A world, is now off camera. And B world that was here, that nobody would choose, is now here. This is not enough for the architects of destruction. And so God is letting us know that there is a final world coming. World C, the world of transhumanism, the world where you will own nothing and be happy, the world of smart cities, the world of green cities, the world of 12-minute cities. A smart city means that everything in that world, your fridge, your door, the doorknob, your smartwatch, everything will be tech. They will tell you that it's going to be tech-friendly. But actually, it's only friendly to the leadership. It is there to monitor you. It is there to check your body temperature and check your facial movements to see she is 96% telling the truth and 4% keeping a lie behind her heart. Question her deeper. That's what the smart city will do. It will be presented as convenience, but actually, it's a very well-decorated and smoothly set up rat trap for what is coming next. After the smart city, you will get the green city. We're already starting to experience this. We're being told that it's greener to not use certain types of fuels, and that's the big debate in the world today. But really, because they want to switch to energy that is not of this world. Yes, look at me now and roll your eyes. And then later, when your power is being provided by a fairy or a green stone that you will be told, we're just going to plug this into the house and it will keep everything running for about 3 years. You don't know where that stone came from. You don't know if it's actually Krypton that Superman used to die from or whatever. But when these other alt techs show up, we will be told that that is the green way to live. However, the road to green is difficult because we have been living a certain way for a long time. And so power costs will keep getting higher and higher, and you will start to see storms in the teacup, like, could your gas stove kill you? We know that you've been using it for 600,000 years, but could it kill you now? Let's all transition to this other greener stove. You're going to constantly see these things in the news. And this is why Christians need to calm themselves and root themselves in an understanding that is deeper than just following news blurbs. Oh, this is fulfilling. That is fulfilling. I always say to people, when things are fulfilling, you will never need to tell me, because each and every single one of us will know at the same time that the Lord's words are coming to pass. Smart cities, green cities, short cities. This is the locational limitations that will come with these new kinds of cities. We don't want you to travel too far out because it's not energy wise. Your car is contributing to carbon tax and this and that. They don't want you going too far from the home. It will be exactly the way people put a long leash on the dog, and the dog can go certain amounts of space in the yard, but he can't get outside the fence. This is the life. This is the world conceived ahead for us. But in order to bring world C to replace world B, because people are already at breaking point. People already get irritated at the airports with these long TSA lines. People already are showing frustration. People are bringing lawsuits. People are saying, how come that I coughed 3 times and now I'm on the no-fly list for the rest of my life? And things like that. 9/11 took away a lot of rights, but people willingly ceded those rights because they were afraid at the time. But it's been 20 years. People are not afraid anymore. This is why they constantly say, remember, America remembers. America is being asked to remember not so much for honoring what took place before. We're being asked to remember so that it stays at the forefront of the collective consciousness so that we don't forget. And the day it happens again, that old memory will be fresh and come racing back to the front. And this time when they say, we want to scan your pupils for you to enter the supermarket and buy food, we'll be like, uh-huh, because my pupil will pass the test, but the pupil of the evil people who did this will be caught. And then we go into the world of retina scans, palm scans, things that I have already discussed in detail by God's mercy. Not because I read tech magazines, but because I have actually seen and dreamt and seen myself in that time. And that time is not some 50 years ago. Please understand the pride of the ones who are doing this. They don't have 50-year lifespans. Christians, this is how you should think. If you're in some delusion that, oh, no, this is for my children's children. No, the people who are doing this are doing it so that they can enter into their fat-free, meat-free, smoke-free, carbon-free utopia. The carbon that they're talking about removing is we are carbon-based organisms. Almost 99% combustible in fire. When they say they're reducing carbon, they absolutely mean it, just not how we think. They don't have 50 years. All these people are getting quite up there in years. They fully intend to live in their electric car, fancy world. So they don't have 50 years. For this to come to pass. Just a moment, please. They are working on it now, day and night. They are committed, and they are going to see to it by all their power and all their strength that they bring it to pass. And this is why the Church of Jesus Christ needs to strengthen itself in the Lord, because by the power of our God, his power, his might, is the only way that we can stand. The security measures forced in America after the first 9/11 were a dictator's dream. Search and seizure without a warrant, stop and frisk, increase of metal detectors, strip searches by the police for very small things as a means of intimidation and humiliation, excessive reliance on guns, and a steep rise in the overuse of force by law enforcement. Shoot first and ask questions later. The no-fly list exploded as citizens are now being dragged off of flights for very tiny things. The power of the air marshals and even common stewardesses now to humble and insult the people who pay their salaries is off the charts. Most of all, even the public institutions have an unhealthy amount of control. They have the right to require further information, invade your privacy, and there is overall in the United States now and in many countries that follow her example, a big brother oversight over people. Civil rights were highly contained, and since then, the parameters have only gotten tighter as each new administration remembers, traumatizing the minds of Americans and reminding us constantly why we need their protection and need to maintain the level of overall control and military armament that we have now, since 9/11, America has increased its wars, its foreign aggression, its political rhetoric, and has protected us, for they say that they serve and protect, and they have protected us right into the net of the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the CDC, among many others. We are living in a literal spy nation where the government gives itself, I didn't say asks for, gives itself access to monitor everything down to your phone conversation and your shopping habits. And this is where big media, Facebook, Instagram, and all the other places you have given your thumbprint, eyeprint, and your full name and address, this is where they feed in. America consented after 9/11 to a highly xenophobic war because of the fear and the propaganda that followed this event. But the Lord said that after this new one that's coming, fear and propaganda will be ramped up to breaking point. So we can expect to see things like increased tracking and tracing after this. And the rollout of this thing that I was talking about several times last year called the Real ID. You can expect to see lockdowns coming back. You can expect to see more frequent use of emergency measures, expanded powers for the White House, CDC, FEMA, the police, military, and anyone else who serves in any arm of government. The Lord says that it will be a system now of rule by decree. So we have the executive, and there's a process where you have to take things to the House and Congress, but all of that will be rolled out the window, and we will be back in the emergency measures lifestyle of 2020, where a law can be passed and kept in place indefinitely simply by a very small group of people determining that the need for that law still exists. So because it's an emergency measure, you can't go and debate it, and you can't bring it to Congress and say it's illegal, because they will simply say it's in place because we are in a state of emergency. The Lord said that foreigners will be highly disgusted when they see how America is going to change. And this is what God said: expect to see the U.S. military out in the streets in full force as the order of the day. This means daily life. People in other countries are used to seeing the police on the street, especially if there's been a coup, especially if it's an unstable nation. People eventually get used to seeing their army out with weapons, and the children just get used to seeing weapons right in front of them. Americans are not used to that. Americans are not used to seeing police, army, SWAT, National Guard, special forces, whoever they are. I've always said that I do not know much about these things because it's just not my area. But what I'm trying to say is the section of this country that has the right to wield force within reason. Usually the soldiers will go off to war and you don't actually know any military unless they're your family or you work on the base or you are affiliated with the Army, the Navy, the Air Force in some way. But to see these people outside as a matter of course, to see them outside with their heavy armored vehicles, to see them outside maybe with tanks, one day, as God said, tanks will roll down the street of America as if this were Tiananmen Square. Please hear it. I'm not here prophesying to people about buying Shiba coin. I'm here talking about real things that are going to affect families, lives, that are going to affect that pacemaker that someone might have, your blood pressure, your cholesterol. I'm talking about things that will touch us in the skin, serious things that God wants the church to know, because the church is going to be here for all of this. God is not taking anyone away just because war is coming to America. So the Lord says that we will see them out with their guns visible in full uniform, and they will be ramping up the intimidations. This is speaking roughly to people. This is stopping you for no reason and just detaining you for 20 minutes. And you will think, at least the young people will, they will think that all the woke TikTok videos they've been watching, officer, what's your name? Officer, am I being detained? Am I being detained? Those dudes will tell you yes and book you for absolutely nothing. You will not have the right to call a lawyer. And if they want to keep you for 2 weeks unwashed in a cell, crying and thinking about your parents, they will. They will say that they're keeping you for the sake of national security. And national security, as we know, is more important than your tears. So all the stuff that people think, oh, we're getting this information, we're ready, and we're amped up, It needs to penetrate into someone's mind today that you are not prepared adequately, mentally and emotionally probably, for a world where you have no right. This is the dissonance that I find. This is the dissonance that I meet the most. People really think that because America has always been one way, it's going to stay that way and there's going to be this static freezing up. I know my rights. You can know all the rights in the world. I just don't know if you are prepared, everyone who watches these videos, to enter into a world where the rights you know have been abrogated and they don't mean anything anymore. Your lawyer on speed dial doesn't mean anything anymore. He may not be granted access to you. You will just be held without bail, without trial, indefinitely. I've spoken of an America coming where people were literally deleted out of society and we were never told. This person has been executed for speaking against the state. Not only did we wipe out their little online arm bank account and take all their credits for treason, we shot them too without trial. We shot them because the Office of Citizens Affairs determined that they were a threat to the general well-being and peace of our utopia society. We were never told that people had been killed. I stated clearly that in the world, in the America coming, people will be taken away and their status will be called pending. They will simply appear in the national database as pending. You could go and look up your child thinking, at least if I could see an obituary, if I could just see an obituary, I'll feel better. You will see your son's name, your wife's name, your husband's name, maybe your name, written pending forever and ever. It will never be updated to dead. We all knew in that time pending meant dead. It was never said because it was a sanitized society of rainbows, unicorns, and death. And nobody used scary bad words anymore. They just did scary bad things that everybody knew about and nobody ever said anything about, ever. That is what the beast system is going to be like. People think I'm just speaking futuristic TV. She watched this. I didn't watch this. There is a screen with me and I don't get to decide what goes on that screen. God shows it to me and it will be like that. And God is always telling me not everybody will even live that long to see what I'm talking about on this channel. The Lord said that the American war machine will be made fully visible to citizens. And he said that we will see for the first time what other people in other countries have always been seeing when America goes over there to fight wars with them and to occupy them. The beast system will rely on this internal 9/11 as the perfect reason to swoop in and establish a completely different America than we've ever seen. Extreme security measures are necessary for national security. That is what we will be told. Whoever refuses to agree with this. So now I'm talking to the coalition of lawyers who will start that you can't do this and we're going to do a class action lawsuit. Well, your lawsuit will also be pending, because the Lord says that whoever stands to start resisting this stuff will be tagged. Whether they will tag people publicly, I don't think so, but they will be tagged as enemies of the state. And in fact, this is where the tension between the American people and their own government is going to grow from. This thing is going to introduce new IDs, a new system of fingerprinting, palm printing, multiple layers of security. I'm going to stop here for just a moment. Those of you who have laptops, you have phones, and you have maybe accounts where you buy slightly more upmarket things, like slightly more expensive phones and things like that. You may have noticed in the last 3 to 4 years, something called two-factor authentication. And they're saying that we want to make sure it's you. We know that you've had this email for 16 years, but now we want to make it safer than ever. we require you to put in a phone number. And then every time you log into your bank account or log into this email where you maybe buy lots of goods for your business, we just need to send you a little code. And that code will have special numbers on your phone. And then we want you to put that special number into your interface of the computer. And once you put that code in, we'll know that it's the same person who owns the computer and who owns the phone, and that's two-factor authentication. Well, the Lord showed me in the future that two-factor is going to go to body factor. They're going to want retina. They're going to want saliva. They're going to want other biometric data. They're going to want an imprint of the teeth. Please listen. So when we start to see the trending articles that come out of all the tech conferences, like in a few years you could have this, you will already know that these things are on the horizon, about to be introduced into modern normal day society. This is why God said that they will go to Africa and attempt to highly develop Africa. I said it in one of the videos that God said, when you see these people coming and starting to talk about, oh, no, that we want to give you the best internet, faster internet, because Africa needs development. Africa needs to grow. You need access to better Wi-Fi. You need access to better signal. And you guys need – Africa's so behind. We need a smart device in every hand. And they start going to all the schools and just handing out free iPads and free Samsung pads and free phones and everything like that. God says, Africa, because you are not fully wired, you are not an ideal sowing ground for the beast system. The beast system relies on false omnipotence. God is omnipotent. God is everywhere, all the time, at the same time, with me, at your house, with your family members who may be out and about at this moment. God is everywhere, always. Satan cannot even come close to being omnipotent. So the closest he can use is spying, monitoring, gadgets. These things that we use have something called metadata. They are little unknown tricks and tips that we leave about ourselves. I saw a tech guy speaking about this once, and I was amazed at how frank he was. He said that we have technology now that analyzes your eye movements when you're using your own computer. We are able to tell how long you look at an image for, what images you look at, how long you linger on a website. We can tell what gives you an emotional rush, a sexual rush, simply by your browser history. They're pulling tiny little pieces of you and me and building a composite, an idea of who you are and what makes you tick. And whenever someone is building a composite of you without your consent, don't think that they're doing it to surprise you later with something nice. They're simply looking at strong points versus weak points so they can know, where do we hit with this person? Are they into family? Will money get them, or are they a very fearful person? Do they care this much about their health? Are we going to take them out with disease? They're looking not for strengths. They're looking mostly at weaknesses so they can know. We've grouped the health people together. We know that these people have systemic body weaknesses. We're going to take them out with this. These people are very family-oriented. Kidnap that one's wife. He's going to lose his mind. Kidnap her child. She'll do anything you want. That is what metadata is for. That is why when you're using your computer, they always ask, do you mind cookies? Do you mind this? Do you mind that? They're asking you, do you informally consent to helping us build our picture of who you are? And so this is what the Lord said, that all the visible next steps of the coming AI-focused society of the beast is going to come on the back of this second event. So I was speaking about Africa, and I was saying because Africa is not connected, even South America, because certain parts of the world are not that integrated, not that connected. It is essential to build the omnipotence of the beast, to make the beast as strong as it will be in Europe, to make it as strong as it will be here in the United States. equally as strong elsewhere. And so that's why they will come like Santa bearing gifts. But God said, especially the word he gave was for Africa, is just understand they're not developing you to develop you. They're developing you to underdevelop you, to depopulate you, to make you enough, less, that you are easily controlled. So hear the word of the Lord. You can receive it, you cannot receive it, but understand I will bring it here the way it's given to me, pulling no punches, even taking time to integrate many other messages, because people don't want to take the time to invest for their own safety, apparently. Only a few people. Yes, it's intimidating to come to a channel and see hundreds of messages, but ask yourself, it took uncountable man hours of my life to prepare these messages for you. What are you so busy with that you can't take the time to sit down, study, and integrate this? Your father, your mother, maybe you're a single father, you're a single mother, maybe you're a young person. You're not too young if you're 16 or 19. This is not the season to be playing games with your life. This is not the season to be on Fortnite for 6 hours of a working day, and yet you can't read your Bible for 20 minutes. It's boring, and you're fidgety, and you think that you are prepared to go and live in the wilderness without electricity or a vaping stick or access to 17 cups of coffee, as some people need to say, oh, yeah, now I'm ready to handle my day. Who's going to be brewing coffee for you in the bush? Who's going to be supplying the addicts their fixes? Is Amazon going to be delivering your Coors, Bud Lights, in the bushes? The next thing the Lord said is that America will have a war, a huge, massive war with Russia and China. The Lord called it a war for the ages, a clash of kingdoms. The feeling that was coming on my heart was that it will be like massive hippos fighting in a lake, causing carnage and damage. But when the water clears, he said, the smallest hippo will be defeated. And then I had a vision, and I saw a vicious law of the jungle fight. So I saw a lake bed, and the fight had already started. So it's not like I saw one hippo and then the other hippo came. No, the fight was already on. There were 3 massive bull hippos in the lake, and they were fighting. That law of the jungle fight. Law of the jungle fight doesn't mean we fight and we rest. We fight and we rest. The law of the jungle states that you will fight until the death. And may the best lion, may the best hippo, may the best wildebeest, may the best black mamba win. There were 3 of them in the lake, and 2 of them ganged up on one hippo, and that fight was vicious. They were rising up and smashing each other, goring with those huge heads. And I saw that one hippo, the smallest hippo, had his inner teeth broken during that altercation. They were flinging the water everywhere, and they trampled the bed, the lake bed, so much that that clear water turned to mud. So instead of water being flung everywhere, after a while it was muddy water, and they kept churning until it was mud flying everywhere. But eventually the smallest hippo was beaten and he sank into the muddy lake. But that was not enough. The other 2 kept stomping him even when he went down. They kept rising and thrashing him. And I saw that his teeth had been broken and he was trampled and he drowned under the lake. All I will say here is this. There are over 23 prophecies written, each one with a date, on the Master's voice concerning the fact that the Lord said that Russia and China will completely own and control this country. In one prophecy, the Lord said that America is basically going to be like a colony of Russia. What the Lord has always brought out is that America has lived by the sword for a very long time, a very, very long time. So no one should be disingenuous and come here and start to say, but what have we done? What have we done? The only people who are allowed to say, what have we done? You have to be under the age of 15. If you are under 15 years old, you have every right to ask with mom, dad, what have we done? And if your parents are not liars, if they are honest, they don't even have to be Christian. But if they are honest, they will tell you, well, son, we made some terrible decisions and we, the people, supported those terrible decisions. And we said that our boys should do what our boys do best. And our boys went out and caused heartbreak, carnage. They used deception. They used terrible weapons on entire populations like Agent Orange and blowing those people up in Hiroshima. And eventually, all those things, like crows from an Edgar Allan Poe story, have to come home and rest right on the roof of America. The Lord brought up a vision to me from a very old prophecy that I don't think I've made a video for. I may not. But in that vision, when he was showing me how America loves to cover herself with this false righteousness, I remember seeing a young blonde girl and a dark-haired boy, a raven-haired boy, playing as very little children. And God was showing me the history of how these two children grew up. They would play childhood games, but no matter what game they were playing, it always turned to games of war and contest. And every time the little blonde girl would say that she was the hero and that the boy with the dark hair was the baddie. If they played cowboys and Indians, she was the cowboy and the boy with the dark hair had to be the Indian. And then she would shoot him with a stick, pow, 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 and then tell him, you have to play dead now. And he would fall on the ground and play dead. They never, ever played a game in which she was not good. And the dark-haired boy who represented Russia was not bad. And I saw them grow up and grow out of those games and grow into young adults, maybe 18 or 19 years old. But the girl was still doing the same thing. She still kept telling the boy, you are bad and I am good. And I saw something like a flame, something that looked like a small sun, begin to burn in the heart of that boy from the time he was about 15 up into adulthood. And God was showing me, Celestial, that is hatred. That is being tired with the narrative. And I will say this, a very kind subscriber brought to my attention, because it's always a subscriber that will tell me, even if the moon is falling out of the sky, because I will not notice on my own. A subscriber brought to my attention, I think you should check this out. It was the fact that Mr. Putin had made his State of the Nations address a few days ago. And there were a few things that this man said that struck me. I only saw a very short clip, but it struck me because it was the identical words that came out of my mouth in 2019. He was saying that America weaponizes her media to poison the world against his nation, that America constantly wants to set the tone and tell everybody else who they are, what they do that's bad, and how she, the good one, is going to fix it. He said that people who can't keep their morality straight, that people who can't tell what a man is and what a woman is, and people who don't understand that pedophilia is not something to support, and people who don't understand that LGBTQ is not something that builds moral fiber into a community, should not be the ones to tell others anything. And I remember God saying all these. God said in one of these many prophecies of the past that there will come a time in the world where nations like China, Taiwan, Russia, the Ukraine, who will be Russia's ally in the future, many nations of the world will agree and concur that the United States is a cancer in the world. Stare at me and say that I'm anti-American. Stare at me as if these words, I came from church today and then decided, what should I scribble? Now is the time to listen. America, now is the time. God is talking now. Now it's God's time to talk. America has talked and talked and talked and talked and talked, but now God has taken the pen and put it in the hand of someone that maybe you don't feel she should hold the pen, but hold the pen. I am. God is talking now. He said that the time will come, that they will come to an agreement by his spirit. No one is saying that Russia is the greatest Christian nation in the world, but God says that even people like China who are not Christian will agree that what is coming out of Babylon's filthy cup, it's enough. It's enough because if it's allowed to grow as it already has, and if all the nations drink from it as they already have, Babylon will defile all the nations as she already has. The abortion laws are already everywhere. The bloodlust is already everywhere. Pride Day is already everywhere. The amazement in my mind that Australia, at the rim of the world, would have this day, would have this parade. Are you guys not aware that you're not connected to anybody else? And that if you promote this lifestyle, taking it to its logical conclusion, you will breed yourselves out of existence. Is this lost on you or just lost on the leaders and those who want to be free-minded and supportive of everything? As I watched this short clip of what this man was saying, all I could think was, great are you, God, for you speak. And then after that, his words come out of the mouth of men who do not know me, have not met me, and were definitely not speaking because they watched a celestial video and thought, why don't I go to the Kremlin and say the same thing? He said it out of his heart, just like God said, that he will put it in these people's heart that it is enough. It is enough. And these people said that they will no longer be cooperating with some nuclear thing, whatever that is. This I don't know. And yet people will watch this video and say NATO will show them United States. The prophecy is called Dinner at the UN. When Russia and China come here, not a single NATO member is going to do anything. Not Germany, not France. Not a single one of them will dare. Not a single one of them will want what they see happening here to happen to their people. They will utterly not move a muscle to help. The way nobody could help Japan. The way nobody could help Germany in the Second World War. Or was it the first one? I think it was the first one. The way nobody helped Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, and all the other places that I don't know. The final thing that the Lord said is that America will also have a war with herself, a United States civil war where atrocities will be committed on all sides as this nation tears itself to pieces. The Lord said that America is going to be heavily armed in future. People are going to buy a lot more guns than they're buying right now. Gun ownership has gone up, so some man said on TV some months ago. I saw that. But he said that people will have guns and they will be very angry prior to the outbreak of any war. And this will be because of significant changes in the way the nation is being ruled that will cause people to go haywire. So if we speak of, as we refer back, I think I might cut this prophecy into three parts, because it might be too long, but we'll see. If we refer back to the first part, that on the back of a huge event that devastates this nation, that will be an excuse for stricter security measures. That will be an excuse for more curtailment of civil liberties and personal freedoms, totally new laws that you never could think could be passed in this country will be passed. That will anger people. Another thing that will cause this civil war, I've covered it many times, is that God says that for the sin and the evil and the false gods that are worshipped here, chief among them money, another one pride, a third one, shockingly, patriotism. Patriotism is more important to America than even having a relationship with God. They say for God and country, but actually it's for country, self, gun laws, politics, Donald Trump, a thousand other things. And then God at the very tail end of the parade, he says that for all that idolatry and sin, spirits will enter here that will evoke so much hatred and offense between people between rich and poor, between black and white and perhaps other communities, between male and female, between youth and elder. The nation will be ripping itself apart at the seams. And I wrote, when I put this prophecy up in written form, I said, do the work, go online and check and see who is at the forefront of writing articles like, could civil war happen in America? Perhaps a civil war is necessary. Perhaps the southern states should secede. The media is already stirring the pot. The instability of these people that many of you still trust to talk to you on these various broadcasts, all of them are compromised. All of them are complicit. But people have one that say, no, 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 they speak the truth. They're still telling the truth. They are all liars because they're owned by just three or four or five rich people. All of them are compromised. And they're following a script. And that script is to make this nation boil until, as God says, brother will walk away from brother and turn and shoot. And so he said that the way the country will be ruled and the way things will start to go here will make people go haywire, lawlessness. America will self-destruct from within because of lawlessness, and people will start fleeing even before the actual war breaks out. And the Lord said that this fleeing is the meaning of come out of her, my people. So come out of her, my people, is a dual scripture. You have to come out of mystery Babylon. You have to come out of this idol-worshipping culture. You call yourself a Christian, and yet the stuff that's in your ears, the music that you're listening to, the people that you iconize in your life, these people are witches. These people are diviners. These people are participating in human sacrifice. You call yourself a Christian. You're following these people to shows and concerts. They're cursing you. They're chanting. They are playing particular special musical notes that actually stir up the human body. And that's why you get so much frenzy at these concerts. And God, your maker, your father, is calling you to come out of that pagan Canaanite Molech worshiping world. And you're like, no, God understands and God still loves me and I still need to twerk with the beehive. And I'm still his child. How deceived are you? How deceived are you? And then when God is taking up the time of an adult woman to talk to you, then you think that we're talking about these people because we want clout. Let me ask a simple question. What does light have to do with dark? God can reach out to these people. God can minister to these people if they want to repent. I've seen myself reaching out to some of these people. But it's only the ones that God knows will come home to him. I know that Christendom just wants to gather them all and put them in the pit of hell, but that's not Christendom's business. These people are God's creation, and among them, among the multitude of their blood-drinking selves, are a few mouths that God will rescue and use and save and turn around the same way he took David, a killer, Moses, a killer, Apostle Paul, a killer, and used them. It is God who will decide when something has come to an end. But to think that you can say that you are light and walk the path of darkness and that you will fool Yah with that nonsense, I ask again, how deceived are you? And so come out of her, my people, means that you have to stop mixing the leaven with your life. You have to decide if you're on the dark side or the light side. But God says, come out of her, my people, also means that God is going to be running several programs at the same time. God says that he will start to call certain people. Your heart will begin to long for your homeland. It's as simple as that. He said that even people who were born in other homelands who have never seen where they're actually from, their hearts will burn in them as if they lived their whole life in that place. And they will not be able to resist. They will tell their spouse or they will tell their roommate, look, I'm going off on an expedition. And they will go to the place of their ancestry. And he said for some people, when they go, they will say, well, you know, it's not really built up and it doesn't have good electricity and it doesn't have good water and it's not like Oregon. And then they will come back and stay. But there's some people, he says, when you go, you're going to have an aha moment. You are not going to be able to resist the call of your blood. And you will come back and you will say, I want us to move to Guyana. I want us to move back to Guyana. I want us to go back to France. I feel we should go back home. I want us to go here. I want us to go there. And he said that people at that time, you need to be very sensitive. You need to be very sensitive because some families might say, but it's easier here and I was just about to start college. This is not the time to have a worldly perspective on things that may determine whether you live or die later. Going to college is not as important as keeping breath in your nostril 3 years down the line when a civil war breaks out and the gates and the borders of America shut, and then you realize, oh no, UC Berkeley is closed and then I might die. I wish I had gone with my family. The carnal mind is enmity with God. Carnal means that you're just thinking about, what do I do now? You're making choices based on the next 15 minutes of your existence. It is the spiritual man who will be led by God. Being spiritual doesn't mean that you ask Becky and Mark next door, oh, you guys are moving to Paraguay? Maybe Doug and I should go to Paraguay too. That's not how it works. You must seek God for yourself, for your family, for the future. And he will answer you. He says, you will call upon me and you will seek for me and I will answer you. I will be found of you. You can trust to those words. It doesn't mean you ask once and he doesn't answer and you fast another time and he doesn't answer. Sometimes God wants you to seek him. He's a king. He's worth it. You spend more time looking for an apartment that's got north-facing windows. What's wrong with looking for him the same amount of time? What is wrong with waiting on the Lord, Christianity? Is he not worth it? Jacob wrestled with God all night. Some of us would have clocked out at 11:30 like, well, you know, he's overpowering me. And I mean, he is God. He wrestled all night for a blessing. A man perceiving that he had taken hold of the Eternal One was not afraid to say, there's 1,000 rules against touching you, but you came in my path. I'm laying hold. I will not let go until you bless me. My life is intolerable. This illness is intolerable. This addiction is intolerable. This looking for sex on Tinder is intolerable. The things I say out of my mouth, the things I think about, the desires that are ruling over me is intolerable. I am going to hold on to you, grab onto you. I'm not letting go until you do something. What is wrong with waiting on God? Absolutely nothing. He's worth every minute, every second, every spoonful of food you don't put in your mouth. He is worth it. You don't have a single other thing in your life, on your calendar, coming up ever that is more worth it than to wait upon the Lord. Wait, wait, I say, upon the Lord. God is worth it. He deserves it. He's done too much, and he has been too good, despite the losses, the disappointments, the pain, the heartache, the hurt, but I thought it was going to go this way. Rapture crowd, it's not going to go how you think. So you better come out of those hucksters and shysters. I dreamt and he told me the date. Lord, take the wheel. He told you the date of what? Your latest deception. And see grown men and women sitting in that space. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We wait in hope. Better wait in hope and fireproof that home. In Jesus' name. It's not going to go how we think. When sins are committed, personal sins, national sins, there's no kicking the can down the road. Oh, Lord, please judge the other generation. It's this generation. The kicking of cans, can kickery has ended. The can has come to a standstill. Jesus has taken the can out of the game and put it on his table the way parents take the ball when children are fighting and say, that's right, no more game for anybody. It is time now for judgment. Are you in or are you out? As simple as that. Are you in with the Lord? Are you in the hiding place, the secret place of the Most High? Or are you still out there looking for your next trick, your next high, your next scam, your next bag of weed? We sit here in a nation where these people are legalizing narcotics, legalizing psychedelics, telling us, oh no, it reboots certain parts of the brain. And then you can go back there and heal those memories. How about just praying and saying, God, this part of me is broken. I still hate that man who assaulted me. I still hate that woman who cheated on me and destroyed this 45 years of marriage. This part of me is broken. I'm going to keep bringing it back to the cross until you pour the oil and the wine on my brokenness. America, you are constantly talking about, oh no, soon we fly. Because the oil and the wine, and I'm reading the same scripture as you, and my brain is telling me the common sense understanding that you can't get oil and you can't get wine without crushing. Nobody wants to be crushed. No, Jesus shouldn't crush anyone. He should just Maranatha his way in here because we can see it's getting strange. President Xi walking up to the podium and just saying whatever is on his mind these days, letting it fly. And what did the Lord say in the prophecy? Celestial, tell them that they will see America being blasted publicly by presidents who don't care anymore. They will say exactly what's on their mind. They will even make their speeches and then go, as if to say, how ridiculous and a joke are you, United States of what? Tell them that the presidents will no longer hold back, but will come on state TV national address and say exactly what they feel like saying to the United States with absolutely no fear of reprisal. No fear of reprisal means that nobody's scared anymore. Nobody's buying the rhetoric anymore. Everybody has taken off the rose-colored glasses and they're blinking in the sunlight and looking at this nation and saying, is this really the hammer of the whole earth? All these things the Lord has said. For years, I've been here saying it. And then people are sending me email, what are your beliefs? I believe that you need help and that you need to grow up and fast. You that do this. The Lord said that people should come out of Mystery Babylon and be found on his side, for this nation will fall to her judgments. But those who are the Lord's are in his protection. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. The Lord said that Russia and China will take people away from this nation. I have already covered it. I have already spoken many times in the old videos that you that doesn't like to cover up, you that just will wear stars on your female parts and go and dance on tables and have men throwing money at this body that Jesus Christ died for. Let me explain something to you that I only really recognized. This nation is complicit in a lot of sexual sin. It's almost the first thing that you see, like this patina, this coating of lust on people. It comes out in their words. It comes out in their behavior. Sex is just another high to chase. Bodies piling up for male and female. Imagine the sexual act. The young people are calling it bodies, body count. Repent. Because what came to me is that lust is a spirit. And I've always wondered why the Lord will say when he talks about Russia and China taking people away, I can tell men who are in sin, the punishment will be capture and then being carried to these places to build the cities exactly the way the Israelites did. The Lord said that even when they rebuild stuff here after they bomb it, cleanup efforts, it's Americans who will do the cleanup of the mess that Russia and China make. Labor camps. To those who did history, I think the word is gulags, gulags, a forced labor camp with not enough sleep, not enough rest, deliberately underfed until eventually your body's tireder. Basically, the punishment is hard labor, slave labor, but specifically to the women. The punishment is to be taken to these sex brothels to sleep with men, one after the other, not even proper paid prostitution where you are getting your bag, as they called it, you're getting your coin. No, you are there to provide a service for a sex brothel. And the Lord would always say, he would always say that they will know. And I'm writing the prophecy, but I'm thinking, Lord, how does a Chinese soldier know who is a righteous girl and who is not a righteous girl? When everyone is captured, it's not like they're going to capture people in bars. The Lord said these people are coming here at an hour nobody knows. They're coming when America is oblivious. They're coming so fast that the East Coast would not be able to warn the West Coast and say, we've been hit, save yourselves. If they come on the West, no. They will be simultaneously like a crab. I saw a big red crab. How funny. Russia represented by red. China represented by red. I saw a big red crab just run up on the U.S. map and just put its claws around East and West Coast and squeeze. And these terrible lightning bolts of pain began to come off America like radio waves. Pain! Sudden attack. No warning. No time to get the F-1s and the F-53s and the... I don't even know anything, so let me not even try to name what I don't know. No time to get all the fancy things in the air. Just like that. Women, I saw women, females, a woman like myself, yourself, coming out of the sea in wintertime. The sea was the kind of cold you don't even want to be at the beach, freezing. And those women are coming up on the beach, armed, taking off that thing, walking like men on the shore. These women in these armies, I think the only thing that they lack is the physical strength and versatility of a male. That is all that they do not have. But willingness to die equal to the male. And why? God covered it in the prophecy. I think it's called the Russians are coming, or the Russians will take America. He said that when these people are trained, they're not trained on love and liberty and for country. And he also said that the U.S. Army gives so many incentives that at least half the kids who sign up are signing up because, hey, you can get a scholarship, you can get your car paid off, house paid off, see the world. In these other armies, it is conscription. You serve as a matter of duty. You serve and die, if you have to, as a matter of blood. It's about honor and it's about blood. And those are ideals that we talk about here in America, but nobody's actually willing to lay skin down and die. People be like, I mean, you see it with cops and security guards all the time. They're like, they don't pay me enough per hour for this. But to go back to my original thought, I always used to wonder, I obediently write these things, but Lord, how will Russia know if we're all captured, if people are captured? How does Russia know instinctually? He just said they will know. That's because I finally put it together, because I meditate on the things that God gives me. I don't just listen and say, oh, you know, my heart is heavy. If my heart is heavy, so what? What will my heavy heart do? What am I going to waste time in heaviness of heart when I can pray? When I can speak to God, when I can say, here I am, sitting at your feet like a Doberman pincher, remember me, remember my family, remember that I'm trying to keep my hands clean before you, remember me, and show me faithfulness, God. I have loved you. Heavy heart for what? Lust is a spirit, and lust does not leave a woman unless she repents of her sins. So they don't have to catch you working on your body count. They don't have to catch you shacked up and living with a man, even if you had children with him. You're not married to him. They don't have to catch you in that posture. The spirit of lust that is on you, draped on you, that's what those men will see. Because when men have their desire rise, it's also lust, unless it is in a marriage covenant. Then it's not lust. Then it is desire. Desire is completely different from lust. So when those soldiers have been here, all their wives are back in Beijing and back in Kiev and wherever, and the captives are being lined up, it dawned on me that lust will recognize lust. And that is how those females will be called for that brothel work that I saw women pass away in that thing from heartbreak. They literally just withered on the inside and passed away. It wasn't because of mechanical failure like, oh, she is sick. Heartbrokenness, they passed away. Some women were strong and they endured it. They endured it because they really felt that there was hope of rescue, hope of being brought back. And the Lord was showing me that captivity is a captivity that will stay. If you are one that gets put on that boat, you are never coming back here. Because with the passage of time, there will be nothing here to come back to. If anyone thinks this is of my mind, be my guest. But if you hear God who took Israel naked, I will say but naked because he told them into captivity with your buttocks bared. If you think that he took his people stripped to Babylon for 70 years for their sins, and that he cannot do it again in this age time, then you truly do not know this God. Superstars will sit on horses and mock the Eternal One. Talk about using the pages of the Bible for whatever she said. And then you will defend that and then still claim to be his. How deceived, how confused are you? How dark is your eye, your intellect, and your own spirit? You do not know that even now he is spitting you out of his mouth until you repent. The video has become long. Here are the verses that the Lord said, that people in this country will run to the four corners of the earth for refuge because of how unstable America will become. They will flee in every direction, for that is the nature of war. I will scatter them among the nations whom neither they or their fathers have known. And then I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. Jeremiah 9 and 16. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I disperse them among the nations and scatter them among the countries. Ezekiel 12 and 15. I will scatter you among the nations and disperse you into the countries, and I will consume your uncleanness out of you. Ezekiel 22 and 15. And I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations that they had not known. Therefore, the land they left was desolate, so that no one went to and fro, and the pleasant land was made desolate. Zechariah 7 and 14. These are the dreams and the visions of the Lord given to me in one night, spoken clearly for all to understand. Let them call me a doom and a gloom. But when you switch on your TV and you actually see the doom and the gloom in the mouth of Fox, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, and they're trying to put a positive spin on it, but you do your homework and you look at a few alt news channels, and you look at what the foreign people are reporting without bias, then you will make the decision, is it coming from me or is it coming from on high? The Lord said 2023 is the year of the giants falling, public scandals, shame of the famous, exposés of those who are showing a squeaky, clean outer image now but are living defiled in the closet. It is a year for unrest, for difficulties with money will continue to pile up. Remember that whatever you have, if you put it into the hands of God, he will keep it. Even your pet, if you put it into the hands of God, your money, your health, your children, your marriage, whether it's going well or going horrible, the Lord will keep, heal, restore. But whatever it is that you operate by your own flesh, your own wisdom, remember, you're responsible for it. This is Celestial with the Master's voice. These are the words that I have been given to steward. It is no wonder that in my dreams, my mother tries to stand as my protector, because she knows that no one can speak like this without cost. Thank you for being with me, and until I see you again, goodbye. The next thing the Lord said is that America will have a war, a huge, massive war with Russia and China. The Lord called it a war for the ages, a clash of kingdoms. The feeling that was coming on my heart was that it will be like massive hippos fighting in a lake, causing carnage and damage. But when the water clears, he said, the smallest hippo will be defeated. And then I had a vision, and I saw a vicious law of the jungle fight. So I saw a lake bed, and the fight had already started. So it's not like I saw one hippo and then the other hippo came. No, the fight was already on. There were three massive bull hippos in the lake, and they were fighting that law of the jungle fight. Law of the jungle fight doesn't mean we fight and we rest. We fight and we rest. The law of the jungle states that you will fight until the death, and may the best lion, may the best hippo, may the best wildebeest, may the best black mamba win. There were three of them in the lake, and two of them ganged up on one hippo, and that fight was vicious. They were rising up and smashing each other, goring with those huge heads. And I saw that one hippo, the smallest hippo, had his inner teeth broken during that altercation. They were flinging the water everywhere, and they trampled the bed, the lake bed, so much that that clear water turned to mud. So instead of water being flung everywhere, after a while it was muddy water, and they kept churning until it was mud flying everywhere. But eventually the smallest hippo was beaten and he sank into the muddy lake. But that was not enough. The other two kept stomping him even when he went down. They kept rising and thrashing him. And I saw that his teeth had been broken and he was trampled and he drowned under the lake. All I will say here is this. There are over 23 prophecies written, each one with a date, on the Master's voice concerning the fact that the Lord said that Russia and China will completely own and control this country. In one prophecy, the Lord said that America is basically going to be like a colony of Russia. What the Lord has always brought out is that America has lived by the sword for a very long time, a very, very long time. So no one should be disingenuous and come here and start to say, but what have we done? What have we done? The only people who are allowed to say, what have we done? You have to be under the age of 15. If you are under 15 years old, you have every right to ask, but mom, dad, what have we done? And if your parents are not liars, if they are honest, they don't even have to be Christian. But if they are honest, they will tell you, well, son, We made some terrible decisions, and we, the people, supported those terrible decisions, and we said that our boys should do what our boys do best, and our boys went out and caused heartbreak, carnage. They used deception. They used terrible weapons on entire populations like Agent Orange and blowing those people up in Hiroshima. And eventually, all those things, like crows from an Edgar Allan Poe story, have to come home and rest right on the roof of America. The Lord brought up a vision to me from a very old prophecy that I don't think I've made a video for. I may not. But in that vision, when he was showing me how America loves to cover herself with this false righteousness, I remember seeing a young blonde girl and a dark-haired boy, a raven-haired boy, playing as very little children. And God was showing me the history of how these two children grew up. They would play childhood games, but no matter what game they were playing, it always turned to games of war and contest. And every time the little blonde girl would say that she was the hero and that the boy with the dark hair was the baddie. If they played cowboys and Indians, she was the cowboy and the boy with the dark hair had to be the Indian. And then she would shoot him with a stick, pow, 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 and then tell him, you have to play dead now. And he would fall on the ground and play dead. They never, ever played a game in which she was not good. And the dark-haired boy who represented Russia was not bad. And I saw them grow up and grow out of those games and grow into young adults, maybe 18 or 19 years old. But the girl was still doing the same thing. She still kept telling the boy, you are bad and I am good. And I saw something like a flame, something that looked like a small sun, begin to burn in the heart of that boy from the time he was about 15 up into adulthood. And God was showing me, Celestial, that is hatred. That is being tired with the narrative. And I will say this, a very kind subscriber brought to my attention, because it's always a subscriber that will tell me, even if the moon is falling out of the sky, because I will not notice on my own. A subscriber brought to my attention, I think you should check this out. It was the fact that Mr. Putin had made his State of the Nations address a few days ago. And there were a few things that this man said that struck me. I only saw a very short clip, but it struck me because it was the identical words that came out of my mouth in 2019. He was saying that America weaponizes her media to poison the world against his nation, that America constantly wants to set the tone and tell everybody else who they are, what they do that's bad, and how she, the good one, is going to fix it. He said that people who can't keep their morality straight, that people who can't tell what a man is and what a woman is, and people who don't understand that pedophilia is not something to support, and people who don't understand that LGBTQ is not something that builds moral fiber into a community, should not be the ones to tell others anything. And I remember God saying all this. God said in one of these many prophecies of the past that there will come a time in the world where nations like China, Taiwan, Russia, the Ukraine, who will be Russia's ally in the future, many nations of the world will agree and concur that the United States is a cancer in the world. Stare at me and say that I'm anti-American. Stare at me as if these words, I came from church today and then decided, what should I scribble? Now is the time to listen. America, now is the time. God is talking now. Now it's God's time to talk. America has talked and talked and talked and talked and talked, but now God has taken the pen and put it in the hand of someone that maybe you don't feel she should hold the pen, but hold the pen, I am. God is talking now. He said that the time will come, that they will come to an agreement by his spirit. No one is saying that Russia is the greatest Christian nation in the world, but God says that even people like China who are not Christian will agree that what is coming out of Babylon's filthy cup It's enough. It's enough because if it's allowed to grow as it already has, and if all the nations drink from it as they already have, Babylon will defile all the nations as she already has. The abortion laws are already everywhere. The bloodlust is already everywhere. Pride Day is already everywhere. The amazement in my mind that Australia, at the rim of the world, would have this day, would have this parade. Are you guys not aware that you're not connected to anybody else? And that if you promote this lifestyle, taking it to its logical conclusion, you will breed yourselves out of existence. Is this lost on you or just lost on the leaders and those who want to be free-minded and supportive of everything? As I watched this short clip of what this man was saying, all I could think was, great are you, God, for you speak. And then after that, his words come out of the mouth of men who do not know me, have not met me, and were definitely not speaking because they watched a celestial video and thought, why don't I go to the Kremlin and say the same thing? He said it out of his heart, just like God said, that he will put it in these people's heart that it is enough. It is enough. And these people said that they will no longer be cooperating with some nuclear thing, whatever that is. This I don't know. And yet people will watch this video and say NATO will show them United States. The prophecy is called Dinner at the UN. When Russia and China come here, not a single NATO member is going to do anything. Not Germany, not France. Not a single one of them will dare. Not a single one of them will want what they see happening here to happen to their people. They will utterly not move a muscle to help. The way nobody could help Japan. The way nobody could help Germany in the Second World War. Or was it the first one? I think it was the first one. The way nobody helped Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, and all the other places that I don't know.
Sir.